Thank you for downloading this podcast from the Forum for Philosophy. Subscribe for weekly discussions of science, culture, politics, and the arts from a philosophical perspective. The Forum is a non-profit organization, and our events are free and open to all. You can support our work via our website and Facebook page.
I'm Shahida. Lots of you know me from coming to Forum events. And this is our Valentine's Week special. Are there any happy couples in the audience? Who knows? We'll find
unhappy
out.
Unhappy couples.
Unhappy couples too. Divorce proceedings, all the rest. Thank you for joining us. I hope that you're prepared for quite a rigorous philosophy session. We're going to be closely examining the logic of Love Actually. If you know that film, Men Like Me, I'm sure there are things that keep you up at night, like how on earth did Chris Marshall pull three beautiful blondes in Wisconsin? How dare Alan Rickman make Emma Thompson cry? Mm. Right. We are going to be talking about rom-coms in general, and specifically screwball comedies, as a nod to the film philosopher Stanley Cavell, who died in June 2018. We'll be asking, why do rom-coms have this enduring appeal? And can this genre teach us anything about the ethics of relationships? So we'll find out. Our speakers are Professor Sarah Churchwell. She holds a chair in public understanding of the humanities and is a professorial fellow in American literature at the School of Advanced Studies at the University of London. Advanced study it is, isn't it? And the journalist, writer and broadcaster, Robert Hanks. He writes about radio, television, theatre, books, bicycles. That's another one.
Yeah, not for a while.
That's okay. Bicycles is another form of art. And film. And he writes and edits for Sight and Sound, amongst many other publications. And Dr. Catherine Wheatley is a senior lecturer in film studies at King's College London. And she's published an extremely expensive book on Cavell, but it's well worth it, apparently. Hanukkah and Anglo-French Cinema. And so I think the French angle makes you our Claudette Colbert tonight. Sarah has to be Catherine Hepburn.
Thank you very much.
And Robert, you can be Cary Grant or the leopard in Bringing Up Baby. So we had to do great homework for this event, watching amazing films. And I ended up watching It Happened One Night. And I was doing some looking up the Wikipedia entry. And Claudette Colbert apparently said, after rapping, that she told a friend, "I just finished the worst picture in the world." But in 1934, it won Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor, Best Actress, and Best Writing. Right, so it evidently wasn't. And that actually does happen to be my rom-com of choice. It's a close-run thing between that and Clueless. But it might be It Happened One Night. So what about you guys? For Valentine's Day, what's your rom-com of choice? Sarah, why don't you kick us off?
Well, you've stolen my thunder, because it would have actually been It Happened One Night. But I was also, partly because that was the one that brought me into screwball as well. But I do think it epitomizes the genre and is kind of almost a perfect film. I was going to break the rules by naming like all kinds of favorite films. I do have and you mentioned Katharine Hepburn, I do have an incredible soft spot for The Philadelphia Story, although I would actually argue the toss about whether it's a screwball, because it's actually a Taming of the Shrew story, and that's a problem for me as a feminist, so I have to kind of go around that one.
Yeah.
So then I'm going to come in with His Girl Friday.
Great. And why?
Because Rosalind Russell and Cary Grant are so perfectly matched, because it's so deeply cynical, because it's the fastest talking film of all time, apparently still, and because that's how I learned to talk. And so when when I'm among my screwball people, I have permission to talk like Rosalind Russell, and it's great relief.
Yeah, amazing. We're going to get a lot into this. What about you, Robert?
I think I plump for The Awful Truth.
Mm.
Yeah. And actually, it's a similar thing, that it's Cary Grant, and this time with Irene Dunne. Mm. And I think they're matched in a very different way, but there's a sense of them both having the same kind. It's not as fast, but it's got the same wit and the sort of emotional intelligence about it.
Mm.
And also a really funny dog.
Mm. Oh, that's, I don't know Asta. Really funny dog. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so Skippy, in fact, was the name. Skippy, who was Asta in the Thin Man films,
Thin Man. Right.
And Mr. Smith in The Awful Truth,
yes, yeah.
And
yes,
he's
Mr.
George
Smith.
In Bringing Up Baby. So this is the greatest film acting dog of all time.
He is, absolutely.
Any Oscars for Best Dog?
No.
Ah, we need to work on that. Kathy, what about you?
I think that I would go, and funny enough, I was just saying I don't like The Philadelphia Story that much for quite a few reasons, but when I was growing up, it was definitely my favourite because I was greedy, and you get two romances for the price of one.
Yeah.
And Cary Grant and James Stewart.
Yeah.
And Katharine Hepburn.
Yes. Yeah. So, and Huxley, let's not leave her out.
Yeah, no, she's amazing. She's fantastic. Amazing in it.
Yeah.
She's so droll in that. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. I think I'm sweet. She's one of the great all-time lines. I use it often.
feel free to quote us, by the way, when we throw out these lines. Let's